move on into the ordinances. Item one, execute an agreement with RTS Waste Services LLC. This item was, we had a first reading at the last meeting and it was tabled at that time. So at this point, I'll open up the floor for discussion on that.
Yes, Your Honor, the Finance Committee met and, you know, one of the things that I don't think we did very well is educate the citizens on what it would cost if we were to keep it in-house versus what they would pay now, because obviously we have to do a pay increase and there's ongoing capital costs and things like that. JD and Amy got together and organized a little bit of data. And JD, refresh my memory, it's $7. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the extent of what you guys came up with?
Certainly.
And again, assuming we keep it in-house, I just want to provide all the details to the citizens so they can understand what they're up against.
Thank you. Yeah, the initial conversation started with a comment from Municipal Services Director Bill Anderson about the entry-level wage, which represented about a 23% increase over the current wage scale. Extrapolating that out through the department, that was going to necessitate a $10 to $11 increase on rates just to realize that raise this year. That wouldn't take into account things like overtime and cost of living increase in the subsequent years. At my request, the director and assistant director went back and revised that proposal to raise the entry-level wage and then to make some minor adjustments into the entry-level wages just on the sanitation side without impacting any of the management salaries and things like that that were helping to drive that cost up. That number came to about an increase of $5.42 just to realize those increases today. Now that would not account for overtime in the department and it would not account for cost of living adjustments in the future. So it was our understanding between my office and finance that probably if you were going to increase rates to cover that cost, you would need to come in over the $5.42. It's something closer to $6.50, $7. Somewhere in there to account for overtime in subsequent years and cost of living increases as well.
And the current trash rate is?
$18.35, I think that's what I'm paying. $18.35, I think that's what I'm paying residential today.
Okay.
Does that sound correct, Bill?
So that would bump the monthly trash rate to right around $24.35 if we increase the base gas.
That's correct. And again, that's just to realize the increase on today's pay scale. You've got to account for overtime in the department, which the department is currently zeroed out on overtime, both this year and in subsequent years. And you've got to account for the cost of living increases, which my understanding is in the past, the City Council has targeted 3% on cost of living. So you'll need to try to leave room for some of those increases as well.
And how will this help affect or accomplish the infrastructure projects that we need done in a timely manner? I mean, by keeping sanitation in, that was the issue. So how does that circle back to that?
I'm not sure that increasing the wage in sanitation is necessarily going to have a direct impact on streets. As you might compare that to reorganizing the entire department where its only mission was streets, I think you accomplish far more there. However, I think the case that the Municipal Services Director has been making is that with a higher entry-level wage, recruitment and retention might be improved. We mentioned last time the revolving door of 29 in and out, 29 hires in and out over during the COVID period between 2019 and today. So this would really just directly impact, hopefully impact that. Now I think it is debatable on whether or not the increase to $16 for no CDL or $17 to CDL is going to be enough to attract a workforce, but it is more than what we're currently offering.
you know, I guess one of my biggest concerns is this also going to, you know, the other shoe falls sometime, is going to encourage other groups to, other segments of the workforce in the city to want comparable raises as the sanitation. If we're having a hard time financing the sanitation, you know, we're not going to be able to finance those others that are coming down the road also.
There's a real problem of addressing, you know, wage equity throughout the departments. I mean, I think one of the concerns that the Budget Committee looked at initially was how does an increase in sanitation impact the street side, since they work closely together and they sometimes are forced to share duties when there's vacancies, as there have been in the recent past. And yes, I think I would tell you that after the 6 months that I've been here, that we've got positions throughout the city organization that haven't realized pay increases in a considerable period of time. And without the luxury of a rate attached to those departments' budgets, coming up with money to make corresponding increases throughout the rest of the organizational chart is going to be a real challenge.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Question that you and maybe I had earlier, I don't know if you have those figures and mixed in with this or not. There could be a possibility that with each of these increases, if there was a tender towards the sanitation gets a raise of $2 an hour, we also have numerous other employees throughout the city in different departments that have to be matched with that $2 per hour to stay each of those employees with the same year of experience. Depending on which departments they're in, is those numbers, are they figured in with these numbers that you have for the increase of the cost?
Did you hear that?
Is he saying, we figured pay raises for sanitation, and there's a few on streets only. It doesn't include any other departments.
The problem that we're really trying to fight with this potential contract with RTS is really the street fund. That's what we're trying to figure out. We've had money sitting in accounts to do streets, to do sidewalks, to do projects that just have not been done. And the biggest reason why is we're constantly moving street department employees over to do sanitation. So we're really up against the wall of trying to continue to do these street projects and maintain these projects. We're looking at, you know, the rate increase on one side, which we think may address a potential problem of employment in that group. I still think we have another problem, which is the separation of the two departments, so that they're forced to stand on their own. That the street department has to do the street job. We can't continually put off our repairs on our potholes. I mean, you drive through this town, and you know, I've had several emails last week about, you know, where's all this money going that we're paying for street repair? Well, we haven't been doing, you know, we haven't been doing a great job of keeping up with the street repair. It's simply we just don't have the manpower. So that was the intent of addressing this. I don't think that was communicated well to the public. So, you know, we're sitting here looking at solutions of how do we address the problem. And I really see it as two ways. One, we outsource, which would keep rates the same, and RTS would be willing to do it at $14, with the other $5 being able to be given to streets. Is that correct, TD?
That's correct, Councilman. The contract price is considerably less than what we're currently charging. It appears that they can be more efficient with their crews on streets. And then that remaining $5 would be dedicated revenue that could be put directly in the streets to formulate some of the crews that we've been talking about, stormwater crews, concrete construction crews, street repair and maintenance crews. That would generate about $250,000 there. And I think it's worth mentioning that that $19 per household charge would be locked under the terms of the contract for 3 years. So there would be no increase on the horizon for the first 3 years of that contract.
And by creation of those crews, we'd be able to increase salaries in that department to compensate the loan that's in that department, correct?
Yes, that's been what I've had an eye towards since directed to work on this contract was, do we have enough money to invest in the employees that we currently have with an eye towards retaining them? We've lost some real talent in the last couple of years, and we risk losing additional talent without these corresponding wage increases to sort of match the marketplace. But we've got the skill set inside the department to dedicate ourselves towards construction and maintenance and all things on streets that have been coming at the expense of the mission on sanitation currently.
And I'll also add that, you know, we got ARPA funds, and we'll have more ARPA funds coming at us next year. And Bill, I know there was $650,000 worth of potential stormwater projects that you had laid out at one time, somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, I'm not going to hold you
up, but
yeah, but see, it's a big number. And I think, you know, as a city, we've got to start hammering on those projects.
I will say, I called around, I think Leon did as well, and outsourcing trash right now, we are the minority by not outsourcing trash. When you check, we check Sedalia, Concordia, Brunswick, Boonville, Columbia, Lear, when you draw a circle around us, we are the minority doing our own trash. Everybody outsources. And I think that speaks volume that private enterprise can do this job more efficiently than city government. And free enterprise can set that rate versus the government telling you this is what you got to pay. That's just my thought.
Has anybody ever asked kind of trash people how many people stay and go with RTS, or are we trying to move to the street department, or?
The offer that was made based on the current number of employees we have now is we do have room to keep everyone who's currently employed if they would like to transition to street. And anyone who's interested in moving to RTS, there is a provision in the contract that mandates they be hired by RTS. I would want to avoid putting anyone on the spot, though, since that's a personal decision based on, you know, what they feel are their best interests. But this contract does give our employees the option of either staying with the city or staying with sanitation with the private contractor.
So does RTS have enough people? If all our people decide not to go on, do they have enough people that they can already do everything that we need in Marshall and currently have?
I did have a conversation with the owner. He can certainly speak for himself here if he likes, but yes, that he is fully prepared to start those routes, even if all of our people decide to stay and no one goes on.
Will they be working like a one-to-one? I don't see them right now. Are you going to be working a one-to-one, 1 man in the front, 1 man in the back, 2 men in the back, 1 man in the front?
That would depend on the area of town and the density of houses. If the density is high enough, we'll probably have 2 men on the back. That's something that we'll be going over with the city. Probably Bill will be involved in that. I haven't driven every street in Marshall. Some of the people who currently work for me used to work for the city of Marshall, so I have plenty of people that know the city. To answer your question, that's a hard question to answer because different areas will be handled differently. It'll be no less than one on the front, one on the back. But some areas are going to have 2 people on the back.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
One of the comments at the last meeting was the concern of once we get out, we're out. And I certainly understand that and hear that, and I think it's a valid point. Was there modifications made to the contract to alleviate those concerns?
That's correct. We anticipated initially possibly doing a lease, and then we modified that approach to kind of a right of first refusal to buy back the equipment at the depreciated value as it ages throughout the term of the contract. The city attorney can maybe speak to more specifics about the language that was inserted. Josh?
Yeah, the intent was if for some reason that relationship ended within a relatively short period of time, there would be more than equipment was sold, there would be an opportunity for the city to buy that back at its then current value at the time that RTS is considering selling that equipment.
I'll mention as well that the advantage to that over the lease approach is that it frees the city of the liability that would be associated if we were to continue to own that equipment while it was operated by a third party. So although we will still have the option to sort of pull that equipment back in if necessary, we won't have the corresponding liability that we would have if we actually own those trucks.
Bill, if we were to keep sanitation in-house, I think one of the issues, and Leon touched on it, I believe assistants think we don't have an issue, but the reason why trash continues to get picked up is because they're getting picked up by street individuals. So we do have an issue, we just, in a roundabout way, we're trying to solve two birds with one stone. Would you be open to breaking apart the street and sanitation? So street only does streets and sanitation, and if it takes till 6 o'clock in the evening, sanitation, that's, and at least the citizens would see the issues on hiring, because in my opinion, I'm not sure by giving them $16 an hour, are we still going to be able to hire people in trash, especially in the competitive market that we're in.
Yeah. I would have no issue with that. We could work that out. We would need one or two additional personnel on sanitation for sure. Cover spots whenever somebody's been on vacation or sick. That's where we have relied on the street department many times.
Yeah, I think, you know, for clarification, we have a, I'm kind of loud anyway. But for clarification, we have a tax-based department and we have a fee-based department. And we got money going back and forth. And it's just not a good situation to be able to track the money. So trash, sanitation is fee-based. The streets are tax-based. So we need to have that line of separation there. So,
and I know in your budget, Bill, you plan for about $10,000 in overtime for street department. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're over halfway there. Was that due to the snowstorm, or was that due in part snow, part sanitation?
Majority of our overtime is figured for snow. Thank you.
I do want to mention, Mayor and Councilman, that with regard to the separation of streets and sanitation, once that issue was identified and the finance director was able to break out how much money in terms of labor had moved from streets to sanitation, my first reaction was to immediately put a stop to that, as some of you had expressed. However, I had a conversation with the director last week, and it really, in order to accommodate the yard waste pickup, which begins this week, we're going to have to continue that practice, at least beginning into April, or there's just insufficient manpower currently to accommodate sanitation and yard waste pickup. We've got residents that are already placing yard waste at the curb, as most of us have seen, and so we're going to have to fulfill our promise to the citizens to go ahead and start that pickup. But it does represent at least one initial complication to this problem of moving street labor over into sanitation.
Question, JD. I know Bill has talked about being short-staffed and stuff like that. Bill, have you ever looked at the recycle part of it? I mean, can we, if we did or if we didn't, can those guys be pulled over to the trash? I ride around a lot, I look and see, and I do not see very much residential recycling, but we're running two trucks in this area. Would that help cover the short staff part of it?
JD and I did have that conversation last week and talked about how to readjust routes to free up some manpower. You know, just several different ideas that I had, that I hit him with, was alternating routes between yard waste and recycle, where we can still maintain and keep that service, maybe run alternating routes or something, where at least it would free up a few, a couple of men to help run the yard waste. So, yeah, we've had several ideas about how to reduce manpower, free that up.
Or even possibly going to a bi-monthly or monthly recycle. Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you probably had this discussion while you were talking about it, but
we talked about alternating weeks. You know, recycle 1 week and yard waste the next week or something. Just several ideas that have come out of how to keep the services going without adding additional personnel. There's other ideas I've had over the years with adding cans and tippers and stuff to help reduce manpower and workman's comp exposure. So there is other investments that could be made in that direction. Eventually it could lead into one-man trucks, or automatic trucks as they call them. So there's a lot of other options out there with a little bit of planning and investment.
And that's reduction of staff, but if we change the recycling schedule, I mean, that doesn't really reduce staff. That just frees up some existing labor to move to trash. We're still left with an issue of salary and keeping employees, correct? That would still be an issue.
Yeah, and that's an ongoing issue throughout the industry.
I have a question for Mr. Kruger. I think we talked last week.
Yes, sir.
Now, with your service, you do not use trash cans, is that correct?
We are not. On a bid that we did not include.
So everything would be in bags. So instead
Well, they can use cans. They can use their own cans. We're not providing our cans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would be no different than what we're doing right now.
There's nothing about our bid that's any different than what you guys currently have as far as services.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Thank you.
Well, it seems like the biggest problem is financing. How to finance all this? It's fee based now, right?
Yeah.
Why could it not be rolled over to a tax based system?
Tax would have to be passed to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the citizens would have to say, yeah, we don't mind paying $10 a month more for a pickup if it's still fee based. So I'm not sure if a tax-based system, well, that gets kind of complicated.
It's complicated, but it works. It works for the street department. It works for the fire department,
yeah.
Police department. Why is the trash any different? It's just another city department that deserve, well, it's not, yeah, it's a city department, it deserves to be able to stand on its own, and if we had a levy of some sort to cover it, then we wouldn't need the monthly charge. In other words, it's kind of just shifting it around.
Let me throw this out. I think the difference between street and sanitation is that sanitation can vary at different times, where streets stay pretty much constant and same as far as repair and things along that line. That for sanitation, if you have an extra large, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, if you have an extra large pickup or something, there would be an additional charge for that. Is that correct?
Under the terms of the contract, correct.
Oh, but do we do that?
Yes, or currently. Yes.
Okay, we're still doing that. So you can adjust the price to whatever the person is putting out there. And for a tax, then you essentially would be putting out pretty much anything you wanted, unless, again, you'd be throwing additional charges in on top of that for excess.
I'm not saying deregulate all of it. I mean, you can't say this, yeah, since you're taxed for it, you can, you know, shove your junk car out to the curb and we'll pick it up. But if we're going, I mean, again, it's just a matter of collecting money.
Mr. Harlow, I can't, is that you?
Yep.
Just want to make sure, I thought it was your view. I don't want you to make the assumption that we have enough tax base to fund all of the police needs and the firemen's needs today. Because we struggle every time, and I think Mike and Sheldon can probably comment on that. You know, we probably need more taxes, but that takes a vote of the people.
Right.
And you know how Marshall is, right? We haven't had tax bond passed with schools since 74.
Well,
they're a little fickle on passing new taxes. I don't disagree with you if the citizens would like to pay more, whether that's fee base of $7 to $10 more or a tax base. I don't disagree. It's going to have to take money of some sort. But,
right.
But I just want to make sure that Sheldon has a lot of needs and Mike has a lot of needs, and we're really thin on every department.
And I'm not suggesting taking anything away from any of the other departments. I mean, like I said, trash needs to stand on its own, and it can do that through a tax-based setup. It's impossible for me to believe that wouldn't work.
To offer some clarification, there is no provision in the state statutes that would allow us to pass a sales tax, for example, to support sanitation. It just does not exist. There are provisions for other endeavors, streets, parks, public safety, sales taxes in limited cities, but not for sanitation. So you're really looking at taking from your general fund. That is the pot of money that is paying for all of your other expenses. You know, the two biggest, of course, being public safety, police and fire. And to your point, Councilman Ahrens, if, for example, you needed to issue debt in public safety for, say, a new building, something that was going to require a significant long-term investment, we don't have the revenues to do that. You would have to find that relief through a public safety sales tax, which I know is something Councilman Hendricks has been championing in the past and something that we testified on in Jeff City for that option. In this case, the $19 per household fee is subsidizing the wages in that department. It is carrying that department. If you were to try to find additional monies without raising the fee, you would indeed have to cut from somewhere else in the general fund. There simply isn't enough additional revenue or fund balance to absorb those kinds of increases, $250,000, $350,000, $400,000 worth of additional expenditure. One of the things that you all tasked me with in the contract was keep the level of service the same and keep the rates the same. And there's just no way to do that under our current taxing scenario or under any potential taxing scenario other than privatizing that. There's just not a mechanism by which you could levy an additional tax that would fund that the way you could, for example, for streets or for parks.
I think the real issue is not the funding, Mike, it's the labor, it's the help. And I think if you look around town from ConAgra, Cargill, Course Lab, MMU, everybody is looking for that labor. And it's just not there. And that's the issue. Yeah, we could raise the fees, but will that get us more labor?
In my opinion, it's a tough one. I mean, I understand the hesitancy of the citizens to give up something they've had. I think Bill and his team's done a great job for 30, 40 years. Got a great service. But because we have great service, our streets are suffering. And that's the bottom line. However, I'm not sure I'm comfortable coming up with this number of $6.50 to $7 increase without letting the citizens be aware of that and think about that tonight. a lean towards privatization because everyone else is doing it and we struggle. And as Robert said, it's the labor. Even if we increase it, it doesn't solve the problem. It might, but it doesn't guarantee to solve the problem. But again, I'd rather have the citizens understand that number of $6.50, $7 the first year, and then probably go up every year thereafter to continue to invest in capital investments and have increases go from there.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's a need, possibly for an education process with the community to let them know what we're dealing with and what the cost would be.
I think I agree because we're looking at two options. Either option A, we increase to $6.50, $7 an hour,
a household
per month, or we privatize. But I agree. I think we should get feedback from the public. So that being said, I would move that we table this motion one more time and allow the public to respond to this suggested increase. Would they be more in favor to have that increase or would they want to go ahead?
Josh?
Yeah, if an issue or question has been tabled, if it's not taken up again by the next regular session of the council, which is today, then it will die. Now, it's subject to reintroduction, though, as a new question down the road, if the council should decide to do that. And so to bring the question back before the council, there would need to be a motion to take it from the table. Otherwise, there doesn't have to be a motion. It will simply, it's not taken up again. The question will die. It's going to be subject to reintroduction.
With that being said, I've asked Mr. Kruger, how long is this contract good? Would you allow us some time for community input, feedback, education, or?
I guess my question is, how much time does it take? We've been working on this for how long now? If this were a major issue for your citizenry, there's a handful of people that are objecting. But if you had a major question about it, after it came out in the newspaper, this place would be jam-packed. You don't have 200 people in this town. You've got 13,000. And I see the same 8 or 10 people that have some concerns, and I haven't heard any concerns that are voiced that are legit. So, yeah, I guess I can wait any amount of time because it's not going to affect my business one way or another.
Well, the contract that we negotiated, you would be willing to honor for an extended period of time, I guess, is my question.
I guess if the contract comes off the table, then I guess we're going to be negotiating again. Because I give you guys a bare bones, the lowest price you can have, and you're opening it up now to do something different. So, I mean, I've put a lot of time in, JD's put a lot of time in, and I'm not exactly sure what you guys are wanting to hold on for, because everybody in town knows what's going on. I don't see them here objecting.
I can answer that question. Almost everyone I talked to said that they would pay more money to keep their trash service. But half of the people that I know, they don't even hardly come out to vote. But they do want their stuff. They like their city having the things that's in their city. And we ought to at least, to me, give them the opportunity to have that. We're just asking you. We're not saying it's dead. We're not saying it's over. Some people might come to us. They blow our emails up. And they'll either say, I want to pay it, or I don't want to pay it.
And that's
essentially how we go with the people that come here, the people that send my email, the people that hit me at the Y or VR. That's usually how we go. Is that how you guys see it? Or
I'm not sure if people understand what the rate increase would be.
Will be, absolutely.
And that it could easily be an increase each year to maintain it.
Right.
They say, well, you know, I'm willing to pay more. Okay, I'll pay a couple more bucks a month.
Yeah, but they should be able to know
a couple
that.
More dollars a month when it actually may be closer to you know, 7, 8, 9, or even more so.
Well, and another thing, you know, we're talking about the street fund and how we're trying to do our street repairs and continue to get that stuff accomplished. And we're talking about the $250,000 that's going to be annually if we take over that service to go to the general fund and help take care of those issues. And that's something that the citizens all need to be educated on as well.
I guess, Danny, how much time are you asking me to give you guys before we need to renegotiate?
I would say a month or maybe just a little more. I mean, what do you guys think? It's not my decision.
We talked, I think probably, if not the next meeting, I'll go one way or the other.
So if we can't table it again, but it's going to take a two vote, right? Two readings.
Yes.
So even if we vote tonight, it's not a done deal. We've got another vote.
It'll be second reading.
Correct. It'll be second. We've heard that once.
Yeah, we would have to vote on it tonight on that first reading.
Right.
Procedural question, Mr. Mayor. Since this agreement has been modified, since this ordinance was originally presented to the council, is this ordinance still effective? Or with the amended agreement, should there be another ordinance presented for vote with the amended agreement with RTS?
Sure. If there was a substantive change to the overall terms of the contract, then yes, there'd be a new ordinance. With the revisions that were made, I do not believe that would be the case.
You know, Festa, I agree. I mean, I had the same comments, you know, people saying everything from I can't afford to pay more, I'm on a fixed income, to yes, I'd be willing to pay more, but I think the main point here is they didn't know the number, right? And so I agree. I think we're really talking 2 weeks here. I think we're talking, we bring this up again at the next meeting, because I think if we don't have the answers from the public by that time, then I think you're right, we're not going to get the answers. But I do think that this figure wasn't able to be presented. I think we're presenting it tonight. I think, you know, KMMO and the newspaper will get it out for us. We'll put it on our Facebook page. I think we'll have the answers within 2 weeks.
To answer your question, Danny, I'll still honor the contract. Understand this contract's supposed to take effect June 1st. You can't push me right up against June 1st,
right,
and expect me then to hire people and give you the service you're looking for.
Well, we would.
I mean, I need at least 30 days. So you need to do something by the end of May to give me enough time to provide the service that we're contracted to give you.
Right. So if we would draft a new one, then we would extend that.
Well, it doesn't sound like you need to draft anything. It sounds like you need to decide if your citizens are going to pay more money or not.
Right. And I would say, I've talked to a lot of people at the home show and over the last couple of weeks, and it seems like all I've done is talk trash. The consensus that I have gotten is that they want the service, they don't really care who picks it up. That's really what I've heard.
My opinion is, if David Kruger is willing to go a couple more weeks, I think we should get the message out there and the information out there to the citizens to make sure they understand it's $657 at the minimum, and then every year thereafter could be rate increases. Are they still comfortable with that? Again, that doesn't solve the problem, right? That's my issue, is it doesn't solve the problem. We still have issues with our streets. But certainly, and that's my opinion, that we would let it die tonight, let it come back. We wouldn't have to have a new ordinance. And then in 2 weeks' time, give David an answer either way. At least the first reading, I should say.
And if we were to do that, then that would be a new ordinance, and we could extend that date from June 1 to July 1 to give you the time that you need to get the employment, to get the employees. Okay. So with that, if there is not a motion or to do the first reading, then it would die. Otherwise, if somebody would like to make a motion in second, that would be the pleasure of the council.
Got our move that we take this for.
Nobody does anything like that.
What was that? Not pushing that down.
So if there is no motion, this will die and we will move on to the next.